I have a bourbon barrel brown. It's a oak aged brown ale that's been in bourbon barrels for 3 months, and then blended with our other brown, and it's come out pretty nice. It's
whoa! This is good. This is the best beer I had so far. Trophy here that says the Matthew Vassar Brewer's Cup. Can you tell me why that's on your table?
Yes, actually, it's an award we won 2 weeks ago at Tap New York. It was Best Brewery of the Hudson Valley. I was a little surprised, since we are such a small little production brewery, to get noticed like that. But it's been a wonderful couple of weeks, and we're hoping to parlay that into a great summer.
So you're from
New York. It's a large beer and food festival up in Hunter Mountain every year, late April. It's the biggest one in New York State collectively. They have large events in New York City, but this one dwarfs those.
So how many brewers are represented there?
There were, I think, 50 to 60 total that were there this year, and we won of the Hudson Valley, which probably constitutes about 20 to 30 of those. So,
tell me, you said you were surprised to win. How come you think you won? What was it about your beer?
I don't know, and I'm going to find out the criteria that goes into that, because I'm very curious, because it's not about the amount of barrels that you produce or, you know, what your overall goal. It's not based on specific beer styles either, because we didn't place in any of the like individual beer awards. So I'm going to find out. I'm very curious to why we received such a great thing.
It's a very nice trophy. It's very impressive.
Well, I appreciate that. It's, hopefully it'll be first of many. You're welcome.
Do you want to tell us a little bit more about your brewing style?
Yeah, well, we brew in the British tradition. That's kind of what the guys I work for went with. But, you know, craft brewing in America is making a name for itself. So we're open to all kinds of new ideas and new ways to brew things, you know, in a limited budget, of course. But right now I'm just having some fun, and I'm ready to get to the next level and make a lot more beer for a lot more people.
I'm new to the Hudson Valley. Well, like almost 2 years now. But I've noticed, is this a recent trend in the Hudson Valley, or has there always been so many locally crafted beer? Microbreweries, right?
Yes. There's another, like, boom, if you will, in this industry. There was one in the 90s, and now you're seeing it again. Because people's palates are changing and being a little more sophisticated, as opposed to light ales and lagers. People want to be interested in what they're consuming, and you're seeing that at a whole nother level right now. Just people are more educated on what they're eating and drinking, so that's helped this boom, at least currently.
Yeah, I've had a lot of people mention 2008 as like a time where they started their brewery, or like I've seen like an uptake, and it's really interesting because obviously that's really connected to the economic collapse.
Isn't it, that this has survived very well in a, you know, a very downtime in our economy. I know it's strange, but people still want to enjoy themselves, and you know, if it's grabbing a bottle of beer and enjoying it at home, you know, you gotta at least enjoy some of the moments when you're working like a dog. So it makes sense, you know.
And I think people are more like, there's this huge trend, a really good one, of people supporting locally. It's more important to people, even if it costs more.
Absolutely, because you're keeping all the jobs and everything here in-house. And you can't really do that with a lot of our, you know, other items that we're consuming. But at least for food and drink, the freshest is the best, you know, is how I look at it. So most people are kind of in tune with that right now.
Well, how long have you been brewing for?
I've been brewing since 08, actually, which is kind of funny. They opened in 07, and that's when I started brewing there and enjoying myself, you know. But like I said earlier, I definitely want to, you know, get this to another level, you know, and building the brand is key to that.
All right, great. Thank you so much.